I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. While student-athletes are out enjoying the summer break just like most college attendees, the NCAA continues their work on many legislative and regulation initiatives. Today, we tell you about big changes to the Division I transfer rules. Beginning in October, student-athletes will be able to transfer to a new school and receive a scholarship without receiving permission from their current school. Under the new model, the student-athlete will simply need to inform their school of their desire to transfer. Once that's official, coaches from other schools are free to contact the student. Justin Sell, athletics director at South Dakota State and chair of the D1 Transfer Working Group, says the D1 Council's adoption of their recommended plan will benefit students and coaches.
We're really excited that we were able to get the notification process passed. We think it's tremendous legislation that really will help in regards to the welfare of our student athletes. To get some momentum in this process and have some meaningful change is something that our group is really proud of.
While designed to make transfers easier and more transparent, additional measures make it a significant breach of conduct for a school to tamper with a potential transfer prior to the notification process. More transfer rule details coming up on This Week in the NCAA. The NCAA's new Division I transfer rules hope to make the process of a student-athlete choosing to change schools easier and more transparent. While any coach can contact that student and offer a scholarship, once their transfer intent is official, the new rules allow for conferences to limit that activity among their members. The D1 autonomy conferences have also passed an adjustment to their rules to allow for a student-athlete scholarship to be canceled at the end of the term following their announced intent to transfer. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.